Well, our last speaker of this session is Felister McKinney. And Dr. Felister McKinney is Deputy Director in charge of the Department of Outreach and Partnership in a new department of Kenya Agriculture Research Institute. It's called KARI in Nairobi, Kenya. She is responsible for the promotion and dissemination and adoption of KARI technologies and products and services. She is also responsible for the promoting and establishing and strengthening of strategic partnerships along the research development for the utilization as well as along the agricultural products value chains and an approach adopted by KARI. Recently, together with others, she published an open operational field guide to innovation program platforms as the lead author. She has won several awards and commendations in the management for having the best managed center during her tenure as a scientist. With this, Felister. She is going to speak on opportunities for enhancing food and nutritional security, the role of KARI.
Thank you very much for that introduction. I'm going to be real quick because I have several slides, but I'll take you through on what KARI does. And that is my presentation outline. I'll be talking about the status in Kenya, the challenges, the opportunities that KARI provides, and I'll be giving conclusions. A lot already has been spoken concerning the nutrition, and in Kenya the status is over 10 million suffer chronic food insecurity, and over 30% children classified as undernourished and 35 stunted, and mainly because of the micronutrient deficiencies which are leading to emerging rise in rickets and 0.8 GDP percent lost due to this. And poverty in Kenya is about 46% in Kenya. And the challenges we are facing to food security and nutrition, and this is not an exhaustive list, but it is due mostly to inefficient value chains, the lack of concern of the value chains, processes, and the actors, and the weak linkages, as well as inadequate access to information and knowledge, market dysfunctions, poor infrastructure, lack of value addition, gender disparities, as well as low farm productivity because of various constraints, including diseases, pests, drought, over-reliance to rain-fed agriculture, post-harvest losses, as well as dependence on maize. As we can see, maize consumption is the main consumption in Kenya, meaning that nutrition is not really taken into account, as well as the demand is even higher than the supply. Also, the vagaries of weather, which I think we are all aware of. And I just want to talk a little bit more about KARI and its role. And the main role is to conduct strategic, adaptive, and applied research to produce technologies, information, and knowledge, and also to catalyze the dissemination of the research products, as well as in collaboration with partners. And I think those are the issue raised, how do we partner with health? And I want to say that in this case, we are partnering with Kenya Medical Research Institute, as well as even Ministry of Health, and for the health aspects. And the research programs in KARI are mainly in food crops, and this includes the cereals, the grain legumes, the root and tuber crops, as well as horticultural and industrial crops. These include the fruits, the nuts, and even floriculture. We undertake research in that, as well as animal health and animal production, as well as natural resources management, biotechnology and biodiversity. These are some of our programs, but also we have the component of outreach and partnerships, which is what where I lead, as I've as already been mentioned. And in this, we have technology packaging and transfer, as well as agricultural adaptive research and outreach and outreach programs. We have on partnerships, communications, information management, and communication technology, as well as the CARI seed unit, where we are looking at the OPV seeds, as well as seedlings, cuttings, maintenance of breeder seed, and so forth. And the approach which CARI has adopted is to advocate for market-responsive products, which are driven by needs and preferences of consumer and not pushing of the commodities. So we have adopted the agricultural product value chain, which is more impact oriented. Now, just to give you an idea of an agricultural product value chain, and this is the banana value chain, and you can see there are many actors in this who are involved in a value chain, and making sure that actually we involve all these actors in our activities. And just to give you some examples of what CARI is doing in the activities in terms of food food security and nutrition, I'll go quickly in some of these. This is variety development, evaluation, and agronomic packages of the various crops we are dealing with, the legumes, the cereals, and so forth, and as well as looking at disease and pest management of various diseases and developing varieties that are tolerant or resistant to those diseases. We also look at the issue of food safety, and we are doing some studies also in aflatoxin, and like I said earlier, these are not exhaustive, they're just examples for you to understand, to have some idea what CARI is doing in these areas. Also livestock breeding, nutrition and health, and even vaccine development, as well as researching even on traditional crops that are very rich in nutrients. For example, finger millet that provides nutritional security and encouraging people to actually consume more of these traditional crops. For example, finger millet, the calcium levels in finger millet is almost equivalent to the milk, the calcium in milk. And it is also rich in iron, protein, and fiber, as well as looking at indigenous vegetables, which are rich in glutamic acid, which we know that is linked to lower blood pressure. And so these are research activities. I just thought I would also mention the collaborative work we have with McGill, and it's looking at linking farmers to input and output markets, but even focusing also on the traditional crops, which I've already mentioned, which are highly nutritious. And some examples to encourage also this production of these traditional crops, like sorghum, and linking them to the markets. And this is just one of the models where it is linked to the East African Breweries Limited, using sorghum even in brewing. CARI also looks at suitability maps for where it's most suitable to grow which crop or even to keep which livestock, so that that can be enhanced in those areas. We are also involved in improving policy, and maybe to link it to nutrition, we have also been doing a survey on zinc and looking how we can actually enhance, develop a policy on zincated fertilizers, so that we can be able to influence on that. Others is just to look at how can we take out our technologies to ensure that the communities are actually adopting them. And so we have made a concerted effort to take out these research products, and one of them is by launching technology innovation units. These are one-stop shops where you can get all the technologies from one place. Our clients, our farmers, can visit those centers and be able to get all the information they require and even actually see in the demonstration plots. We also have an inventory of technologies, developing farmer and extension materials. We are involved in exhibitions, shows, and field days, take out our technologies. We use media such as TV. We use ICT, and we are trying to link the mobile phone to even some websites we have developed so that a farmer can actually text a disease and they can get information on how to manage that disease. These are just some of the examples. And so in conclusion, I can say that there are opportunities actually to enhance food security and nutrition, but there is need for more concerted effort to outscale and upscale. This is very necessary to ensure that actually these technologies are getting to our farmers and to get out to the communities. Of course, partnerships are very, very critical here, and because we need to include and involve everyone, because in that way we'll be able to actually have greater impact. The innovation platforms, we have to work with them, because this is where we are having all the actors within a value chain and involving them and having ownership so that really we can begin to address the issues within those communities and also having feedback into research. So thank you very much, and God bless you.